Okay. All right, so tonight we're just doing a basic Shir Psicha, although normally Shir Psicha tries to give like an overview of the topic that we're going to be studying this summer. I wanted to save that for tomorrow, the overview of what Birchas Hanenin are all about and what we're trying to accomplish with Birchas Hanenin. We'll save that for tomorrow. For tonight, I really want to focus on one line in the Gemara. It's somewhat of a challenging Gemara at the beginning of the sixth parak, where the Gemara... The Gemara spends a good deal of time trying to figure out what the source of Birchas Hanenin is. Meaning, where does it say anywhere that you have to say a bracha? In fact, the Gemara seems to be working with the assumption, at first at least, that whatever the answer is going to be, well, let me not bias you, the fact that you have to say a Baruch Pri Eitz before you eat an apple, is that a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? What do you think? What? You would think D'Oraisa. So the Gemara would think that too. The Gemara starts with the assumption that it's a Din D'Oraisa. Seems to start with the assumption that it's a Din D'Oraisa. But of course, if you can say it's a Din D'Oraisa, what do you need? You need a pasuk, right? You can't make up. They're no longer making new dinim d'oraisa, right? You need to find a pasuk that will verify that it's a Din D'Oraisa. So at the just one line in the Gemara, did I give out all the copies of the Maror Makomos and not keep any for myself? Yeah, great job, baby. Okay, so the are there any extra? Yes. Okay, the oh, this is the original. Okay, the Gemara. Excuse me. Also, ignore the black line in the middle of the page. That's from the copy machine. That is not because it's dividing the top sources from the bottom sources. The Gemara, after going through the whole sugya, tells us, how do I know that you have to recite a Birchas Hanenin, a bracha, before eating food? Ella svarahu. Asul aladim shenem en olmazeh b'lo bracha. That it's asur for a person to get enough in this world without a bracha. That is a svara. It's logical. I would, and that's how I know the chi of bracha. So now I ask you, now that we know that the source is, let's assume that's the only source. Let's ignore the whole rest of the sugya and assume that that bottom line is the only source for the idea that one has to recite a bracha before eating food. Is it a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabbanan? Din d'oraisa, you say. What? Good. So what I want to talk about tonight is svara enough to create a din d'oraisa? And if it is enough, when is it not enough? Meaning, what kind of svara can create a din d'oraisa? And what kind of svara do we say, okay, that's a svara, you say a svara, I say a svara, who knows? You know, but to... excuse me, to be so confident in a svara, to say that it has created a din d'oraisa. Normally, when we're creating a din d'oraisa, not creating, when we're finding, uncovering, discovering a din d'oraisa, what are we finding? We're finding either an explicit pasuk, that's the highest level din d'oraisa. How else can we have a din d'oraisa if the Torah doesn't say it beferish? Exereshava, or any of the Yud Gimel Midah Shai Torah and Dreshes Ben. Any of the Rabbi Shmuel Omers, and there are more than 13 of them, by the way. It's just there are 13 that we say in that Brisa. But there are many other Midah Shai Torah and Dreshes Ben. Any of the ways, Kal V'chomer, Exereshava, Binyanav, you know, all of those different things are ways that we are able to derive a Din D'Oraisa from the Chumash without the Chumash explicitly telling me a Din D'Oraisa. How else? Halachal Moshe Misinai creates a Din D'Oraisa. So all of these types of dinim d'oraisa, Halachal Moshe Misinai is a din d'oraisa, it's a din d'oraisa of Torah Shebal Peh. Whereas a Beferish Pasuk, something that's explicit in the Pasuk, is a din d'oraisa of Torah Shebichsav. That which is derived from the Yirgul Misha Torah and Dreshes Ben, the Prima Gadim writes in Psicho Kalalas, is a machlokas, whether that's called Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh. Now there's Gemara in Gittin that discusses Rov Torah, is Rov Torah Bichsav or is Rov Torah Bal Peh? Gemara asks such a question. It's machlokes, whether the majority of Torah is bichsav or the majority of Torah is balpeh. All you need to do is look around the room. We have like 80 copies of the Chumash over there, and still, Rov Torah in this room is balpeh. Even with the 80 copies of the Chumash. So what do you mean? Is Rov Torah bichsav, is Rov Torah balpeh? Of course Rov Torah is balpeh. Prima Gadim says no, the machlokes is, how do you define what's called Torah shebichsav, and how do you define what's called Torah Shebal Peh? I know for sure when the Torah says Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kadesho, so making Kiddush, that's Torah Shebichsav, right? I know for sure that when Ahalachal Moshe Misinai tells me that there's such a thing called the Mechitza, that that's Torah Shebal Peh. But what I'm not sure about is what about when I learned something from a Gezeirah Shavah? The Torah didn't say it, but it says a word here and it says a word there, and we link them and it teaches. Is that Torah Shebichsav or is that Torah Shebal Peh? That is how the Prima Gadim understands the Machlokas in Git, whether that's Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh. Yeah.
Sometimes, even like in the halacha, there are manifestations of, even if both are Devaraisa, there might be differences in like different halacha based on how they're learned.
Correct. When I was on the NCSY Kollel many years ago, I was a junior madrich after my Shana Aleph in Karen Biavna, and they decided to get gifts for all the madrichim, and even for the junior madrichim, even though we didn't do anything. So they asked Rav Shechter what gift they should buy for us. So they bought for us, so Rav Shechter said, of course you should get a psicho kolel, so the Prima Gadim, because like the guys have to learn that. So I have a psicho kolel, so the Prima Gadim, and actually it's fantastic. What the psicho kolel, so the Prima Gadim, if you open up these big Shulchan Aruchs, wherever they are, over there. You have a big giant Shulchan Aruch. It's like four pages in the back of the giant Shulchan Aruch of tiny little letters. Now it's three volumes. Each one is this thick, you know, with footnotes and everything. What he does in the Psicholos of the Prima Gadim is he tries to explain the different levels of mitzvos or halachos. You know, we often think, oh, there's daraisas and darabanans. Simple, I got it. No, there are like four different levels of daraisas and five different levels of darabanans. There are stronger darabanans, weaker darabanans, stronger daraisas, weaker daraisas. This is what Avram's referring to. If you have something that's mefurosh in the Torah, explicit in the Torah, blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that is a stronger mitzvah d'oraisa than a mitzvah d'oraisa that's derived from Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, or a mitzvah d'oraisa that's derived from the Midrash HaTorah and Dreshes Ben. In what way? So it plays a role in Halacha. The Taz writes in three places in Shulchan Aruch. If you have something that's mefurash b'kra, the Chachamim are not empowered to make a gezeira or a takana that will take away that mitzvah. For example, in Tavkov Peches, Samaches, wherever Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Taz writes as follows: Halacha is that you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos, right? Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos? That's a din d'rabbanan. Why? Why did the rabbanan not want you blowing Shema Yavrei Nadal Adams Pshusarabim, right? Yelech Etzel Baki or whatever, you're going to go to a Baki to learn, and you're going to carry it for Amos and Eirushos Harabim. Asks the Taz, we should have made a gzeira that you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos or Yantif. Why? Why Shabbos Yantif? Shem Yisak and Klei Shir. It's musical. A shofar can make musical notes if you really are good. You know, if you really know how to blow it, it could make musical notes. So it should be the issur of playing a musical instrument. We should have made it asur to blow shofar on Shabbos or Yantif. What would be the problem, though, with doing that? Then we're just, you know, blowing after Shacharis and Elul after everyone's already been on the Long Island Railroad for 6 minutes, you know, and then no one's there to hear it. For those from the five towns, maybe you'll understand why. But there would be no shofar at all on Rosh Hashanah. So the Taz says we can't do that. We're not authorized to do that. We can't undo a mitzvah d'oraisa if it's mefurash b'kra. But if it's not mefurash b'kra, we're able to be oker a mitzvah d'oraisa. So there are different levels within d'oraisas, but we're getting too far afield. Let's bring it back to us. What are we talking about? Svara. Is svara enough to create a din d'oraisa? Three places in Shas where it seems explicit that svara is enough to create a din d'oraisa. One place is Babakamim and Vavim Beis. Source number three. Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Minayin na motzi mechavero alav haraya. How do I know pretty much the most important rule in all of Nezikin? Hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. That if I want to get money from you, the burden of proof is on me to get the money from you. Shenemar mi baldvar. You go shalem yagish raya aleim. You should bring the raya to the Beis Din. Maskevla Ravashi, halavli kra. Don't bring me psukim. I don't need a pasuk in Shmos Chav Dalit. Svaruhu, dekoyev le keiva azul beasya. If something hurts, you go to the doctor. If you want money from me, I'm not the one with the problem. You're the one with the problem. You're the one that wants the money. I have the money. I'm very happy. So who's the one that has to go to the doctor? You have to go to the doctor. Meaning, who's the one that has to go to the Beis Din and prove something? You have to go to the Beis Din and prove something. A very simple svara. But look what the Gemara did. It first quoted a pasuk in Chumash, din d'oraisa. Said, don't bring me pasuk in Chumash, it's a svara. What do you see very clearly? Svara is a replacement for a pasuk in Chumash. Svara is enough to create a din d'oraisa. What din d'oraisa? Hamotzi mechaver alavraya, a pretty big one. Another important din d'oraisa, source number four. Ksuvus chavezim an alf, Amar Rabbi Yasi. Minayin la pesha asar hua pesha hiter min haTorah. What's the notion of a pesha asar hua pesha hiter? Anyone familiar with that concept? It's a super migo. Yeah, it's a very, very powerful form of migo, where it says that if the only way that you know that something is asar is because I told you about it, well then I have the ability, I have the ne'emanus, the believability, to tell you that it's really mutter. Meaning, a girl is captured, right? She's taken as a shvuya. What's the halacha? Once a girl is taken as a shvuya, she is asura to a kohen. Let's say we have no idea. The girl went away for a while, and she came back. We have no idea where she was. And she comes back, she's like telling all her friends, you got to hear this story. It was unbelievable. These pirates came, and they captured me. And they, captured you. Now you're asura to a kohen. But then she says, no, Tahorani, they didn't touch me. These pirates were not interested in that. They were only interested in money or whatever. They could care less about me. They didn't touch me. Tahorani. Hapesha said, the only way we knew she was captured in the first place was because she told us. So we therefore believe her that nothing happened and therefore she's Mutaris to a Kohen. Hapesha Asar or Hapesha Yitra? That's the basic principle. So says the Gemara, how do I know that? How do I know that's true from the Torah? She ne'emar, as biti nafsati li'isha zeh li'isha. A man is believed to say, I gave my daughter to this man. Ooh, what's he saying? As biti nafsati li'ish, I gave my daughter to a man, which means she's not allowed to be with anyone because I did not yet reveal the identity of the man that I've given my daughter over to. For Kiddushin. A father is able to give his daughter over for Kiddushin while she's still a Ketana. We don't do this anymore. It's not a nice thing to do. But if a girl is still a Ketana, the father can give his daughter, can accept Kiddushin on behalf of his daughter. She will be married. Every few years, there's a father that chaps this and uses this as a negotiating ploy in divorce proceedings, whatever. There's always someone that with just the right amount of rishus, you know, who like reaches a certain level of evil that decides to give over his daughter as a kiddushei katana, and I'm not revealing the man until I get every demand that I want from my wife that I'm divorcing or something like that. You know, okay, so put a mental note that someone who, if you ever hear anyone does that, it means they're a pretty big Russia. We don't do this anymore. We don't give girls over for Kiddushin. But technically, strictly speaking, the father can give his daughter over for Kiddushin. If he says that he gave his daughter over for Kiddushin, but he never revealed who the guy is, his daughter is now ushered to the whole world. Because she's an Ashes Ish to somebody, and we don't know who. Ooh, but then the father adds one more word. Esbiti nesati l'ish, hazeh. What does hazeh do? It's specific. It's this man. Now, she's not us to the whole world. She's us to the whole world minus one man. She's now mutter to this one guy. Because that's her husband. What did the father do? He's the one that told us she was Mekudeshes in the first place. So we believe him to say who she's Mekudeshes to. Hapesha Asar, the same father that told us that she was Mekudeshes, hu hapeh shehitir, is the same one that's believed to tell us who she was mutter to. Fantastic. A pasuk, you can't do better than that. Says, well, sure you can do better than a pasuk. Lamalikra, svarahi. I don't need a pasuk, it's a svara. Who asra v'usharila? He's the one that made her asra, he should be the one that makes a mutter. Again, what's the Gemara doing? Saying, don't show me a pasuk, I have something better, at least as good, right? Something at least as good as a pasuk, and that is svara. So you see, Svar creates another din d'oraisa. One more example. Example number three. Sanhedrin, this is the most famous example, probably. Sanhedrin ayin dalet amaral, source number six. Rotzeach gufe midalet. Sanhedrin ayin dalet. Anyone ever learned Sanhedrin ayin dalet?
Yeah.
So what's Sanhedrin ayin dalet all about?
Guy goes to a tunnel.
Bab Machteres and Yaharik Val Yavar. You have Yaharik Val Yavar. right? How many averus in the Torah are yehareg val yavar? Must you give up your life rather than violate? So three. Although, once you learn Rishonim, it's probably four or five, right? Tosus in Sota Dav Yud says, Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim is Yarek Val Yavar. That to embarrass someone publicly is Yarek Val Yavar. Tosus sounds like he holds that way, Lalacha, that he understands that it's not just a Dvar Agada. Rabbi Yonah maybe is not as clear that it's Lalacha, but Tosus holds that it's Lalacha. And there's a Rashi in Baba Kama that makes it sound like stealing might be Yarek Val Yavar, maybe lying in the second paragraph of Ksubas. But basically, the Gemara identifies three. What are the three? Good. How do I know that those things are Yarek Val Yavar? So the Gemara says, Rotzeach Gufei Minala. Where do I know that murdering is Yarek Val Yavar? Someone says, kill that person or I will shoot you. How do I know that you're supposed to say, I'm sorry, I cannot kill, do what you want to me, and get yourself killed? Where do I know that from? Says the Gemara, Svarahu. Dudasal Kame de Rabba. Someone came to Rabba. Varmalei, Amrli Mari Dure, Zil Katli Lapanya, Vilo Katli Lalach. Someone had this Shaila. Someone, you know, sometimes rabbis get scary Shailas. You know, so this is the Shaila. You pick up the phone, oh, you know, what's up, what's going on? And the person says, well, I was just given an ultimatum by my neighbor over here that if I don't kill our other neighbor, he's going to kill me. What do I do? Samalei, liktalucha v'lo tiktol. I'll say a nice hesped for you tomorrow, I promise. Good night. Right? That's the answer. Get killed, don't kill. Mi yemar didama didach sumaktve, dilma dama duhugavra sumaktve. Why is your life worth living more than his life is? You don't get to choose your life over his life. Who says your blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder. Oh, maybe I should call an actuary and do an assessment of how long he's going to live, how long I'm going to live. We could do how many mitzvahs I'm going to do, he's going to do. We don't do that. We don't play God. We don't figure out. We don't even do it based on age. Like I could be 85 years old and I could be 20 years old. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah?
Isn't this as far derived from a pasuk
then? Where? No, the Chai Behem tells you that you have to, that you never give up your life. So these are the exceptions to V'chai Behem. These are when you do give up your life.
But don't we learn it out that V'chai Behem means someone has to be living? So since someone's not living here, you wouldn't. Like, doesn't seem as far as comes from that positive.
No, I don't think so.
Because since we know V'chai Behem teaches that if someone's going to live, we let them live. But if since here no one will be living,
No, someone's going to live over here. Someone's going to die.
Since someone's going to die here, so we let that person die.
I mean, you're saying without V'chai Behem, then the natural assumption is die. So I don't think the Gemara is assuming that. I think the Gemara is saying, no, we need a positive svara to tell me, because the Gemara tries to figure out one by one why Avodah Zarah is Yarek Val Yavar, why is Shvichas Damim Yarek Val Yavar, why is Gilui Arayos Yarek Val Yavar. Gilui Arayos is only derived from Shvichas Damim. Right, it's the Torah itself makes a hekesh, links Shvichas Dam to Gilui Arayos.
There's no suggestion of a pasuk here.
Right, this is different than the other two. Because the Gemara does not say Lamali Kras Savarahu over here, but these are Dinim Daraisa. So this would seem to be a Din Daraisa.
On the same level?
Probably. Why not? Yeah. So these are three examples where we have a svara that creates a din d'oraisa. So now I ask you, saying a bar priya 8 before you eat an apple is also a svara. It's a svara. What's the svara of saying a bar priya 8 before you eat an apple? What did the Gemara say? Can't get hana from this world without a bracha. Is that the same? Is it a svara like those other three? You know, like, is that enough to say midaraisa? You have to say a bracha.
I just want to say, I mean, sometimes when we talk about, like, when the Gemara suggests pesukim, it's not like a real suggestion. It's like an asmachta or something. So you're not really. It's not so.
No, but these seem like real drashos, no?
Right. So the question is, like, whether, like, svara, like those where it's real drashos, and then afterwards you suggest a svara, maybe it'd be more likely that it's a din d'oraisa. But in other cases, maybe that's a way to distinguish.
So over here it happens to be Tosos, and it's in your Makoros, it's in your Gemaras also. Al Namadeh Al Sevaru, also source number two in your.
Right,
so tell us, right, it's Vikradinas of Lael. You know, previously the Gemara suggested a pasuk as the source for reciting a bracha. Smachta bi'alma. That was only an Asmachta. First, the Gemara thought it was a real limud, but it was only an asmachta. Meaning, what's Tosos doing? He's saying this was never going to be a daraisa. Saying a bird creates for you an apple is not a din daraisa. When we quoted a pasuk, we didn't mean it to be a din daraisa, and when we're quoting the svara, we don't mean it to be a din daraisa. But my question is, why not? Svara makes dinam daraisa. Three places in Shas it makes dinam daraisa. Why is this different? Why shouldn't this be a din daraisa? Prove to me that saying a bracha is drabanan. What do you know about brachos that would tell you that saying a... Let's let me back up a step. If you want to test whether something is a din drabanan or a din daraisa, there's only one thing you need to know about the halacha in order to test whether it's din drabanan or daraisa.
What are you doing in a suffix
situation? What would you do in a suffix situation? Because the rule is very clear, suffix daraisa, l'chumra. Suffix drabanan, Lakula, Savik Brachos, Lahakel. So it's got to be Drabanan, right? It seems pretty compelling evidence that Brachos are Drabanan. So why? Why is this Svara only Drabanan, and these Svaras in these three other places are Daraisas?
Yeah, so not answering up for the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but for the Gemaras in Ksubos and Bava Kamma, maybe when the Gemara has a pasuk that it could have used and it finds it and it uses this far instead, then it would work. But you said that in Brachos, where it tries pasukim and they all get shut down, then you would say that this far is not on a deraisa level.
Okay, meaning over there the Gemara had actual pasukim that we were
but
satisfied with.
It work, yeah.
Right, okay. And over here you're saying it's only because last resort, so the far would only be drabanan. But Tosos is saying even those pasukim are only drabanan. And it's right, and it doesn't really find it, meaning it doesn't really answer it as much as it, meaning you're noting a difference between the sugyas, but not really explaining the difference. Meaning, why is this svara any worse than those svaras? So you're saying it's all based on the conversation that happens prior to it, but what's wrong with this svara? Let me ask you, does this svara make any sense to you? If I would have asked you, you know. You land on this planet, you just convert to Judaism. I've been involved in Gairus this year. It's amazing to see what some people know and what some people don't know, and you know, as they're converting to Judaism and they're trying to figure things out. I was on a basin recently. We were asking, you know, you're supposed to ask basic questions to make sure they can function as a Jew. So what do you ask to make sure someone can function as a Jew? Shabbos, you know, you want to eat hot food on Shabbos, what do? You have to make sure they know what to do. You come home Friday night from shul, what do? You have to say Kiddush, you want to eat an apple, what do? They have to say Baruch Priyat, you go to the bathroom, what do? They should say Asher Yatzar. Hey, you want to make sure they can function as a Jew. One of the Dayanim must have been in a weird mood, and he said, what bracha you make on sushi? the guy said, I would think the rice is the ikar and the fish is the tafel, so I would say mizonos. Well, forget about being a Jew, he should be a posek. Unbelievable. So imagine, someone just comes from nowhere, has never heard of this religion before. And you ask him, make up rules that make sense. Would he automatically make the din of a bracha rishona? Is it like so compelling? The din of bracha rishona? What's the svara? What is the svara? That you can't get hanah from this world without a bracha. Why is that logical? What do you mean? God put me here in this world. What am I supposed to do? I'm not supposed to use any of it? It's logically compelling that if I want to eat kosher food that God told me I'm allowed to eat, then I should have to mumble something first? What's logically compelling about this svara? Okay, fine. Maybe it's to acknowledge, it's logical that a God-fearing person should acknowledge that everything comes from God. That means that it's logically compelling that if I'm having a salad, and since I was so good about having a salad, I owe myself to have a cookie also, that I would say two different blessings? I'll say Baruch Pi Adama and a Baruch Minei Mizonos. Why? Oh, but if you have cucumbers and Give me another vegetable. Lettuce. I'm only going to say one bracha. Cucumbers and lettuce, I'm only going to say one bracha. Oh, but cucumbers and cookies, I'm going to say two brachas. Why? What's so logically compelling about any of Hilchos brachos? You know what I would have said? I wake up in the morning, I acknowledge you, God, I acknowledge that I'm here, I acknowledge that everything I'm going to have today is from you. Done. Now I could be Nenim in Olam Hazeh. It doesn't seem like the nearly as compelling a Svara as the others. Nevertheless, the Pnei Yoshua. So the Pnei Yoshua writes, and this is in Yerama Kamasol, so it's in number 10. You know, the Mashkiach in Lander College, Rabbi Bamberger, is your uncle, is just in case you didn't know, is writing a book. He's written many books, including your bench or your brother's bench, or probably all of you used it for your bar mitzvah. But he's writing an unbelievable idea. I had this idea 5 years ago. I just wasn't good enough to pull it off. I didn't have the ideas to pull it off, but he's good enough to pull it off. The idea is, it's like a coffee table book about Jewish books. It's a book about books. So he came up with a list of the 250 most influential Svarim in Jewish history. Rashi on Chumash, Ramban on Chumash, Kuzari, you know, Igros Moshe, like across the board. 250, obviously, you know, it's good. Just to make the list is a great debate, right? And then he's writing a couple of pages about each book, including one piece of Torah from each book that sort of represents what that book is. You want to have a good debate in yeshiva after you learn for a few years, you know? Which Ramban ala Torah? You know, is the most important. Which Rashi ala Torah is the most important? Which Rashi on Shas? Like, pick one. How do you pick one? So we were talking about, he gave me the list. He said, you know, I was mechaving like 80% of the things that I said he had already put. So like there are some that are like, okay, that's the one you got to do. Pnei Yoshua. Which Pnei Yoshua? So you only have two options. Which Pnei Yoshua? Because I only know two. There's the Pnei Yoshua in the introduction. In the introduction where he describes why he wrote the book. Because he said he was in a fire that killed his family and most of his city, and he was caught under the rubble, and he said, if I make it out, I'll write a book. And he made it out, so he wrote a book. And the other Pnei Yoshua is this one. Because it's a Das Yachid. Amongst all the Rishonim and Achronim, no one else holds this way. Pnei Yoshua says, I don't know, I see three different Gemaras where a Svara creates a Din D'Oraisa, and then the Gemara in Brachos tells me that Svara teaches me to say a Bracha, so guess what? Saying a Bracha is a Din D'Oraisa. Says the Pnei Yeshua. The Gemara, Mashri Lashon Kol HaPoskim, all the other Poskim that lived before me and after me and during me, all assumed, D'Lefum Hach Maskana D'Acha Kol Birch Sinan and Emi D'Rabbana, that all Birch Sinan are only Midrabbana. Skip ahead, Ulaniyaz died at the end of the second line, L'Chori Yesh L'Tmoa, D'Abba Kol HaShas Mashma D'Midi D'Asim Isvarav Midaraisa. In all of Shas, things that are derived from a Svara are Daraisa, Va'adraba, Maksha Shas, Halom Likra Svara. The Gemara asks all the time, why do I need a pasuk in Svara? Ube'emes Miloshna Tosos Ein Hechra. And from Tosos, you can't tell, the Tosos that we saw. De'efshar demasha kasuv v'krad denasav la'el, haynu asmachta bi'alma. When Tosos says that all the psukim we quoted before are only in asmachta, de'efshar dineskavna l'zeh he'inyan atzma. Dikivan, the svaruhu su lo itzrichkra. Maybe the Gemara is saying, yeah, the psukim aren't necessary anymore because we have a svara. Svara those daraisa. Miu nir laniyas daiti. Da filum timtsilomer de svara zu havi nami mi daraisa. What's going to be the bikasha if you want to say that it's daraisa? What did we say before? Savi brach zalakel, right? Afilu achi asi shapir at the kaimel and savi brach zalakel. I will tell you that reciting a bar priates before eating your apple is a din d'oraisa, and still safek brachos lahakel. How so? How could it be safek brachos lahakel? Mishum d'lo shayich lahachmir. The thing about saying safek brachos lahakel is that you have to be assuming that there's one, that there are two options in front of you. There's the chumrah and the kula. I could be strict or I could be lenient. Good. I'm not sure if I say bar priyates. How would I be lenient?
Because it's a low tisa shem shem.
Right. How would I be lenient? Not saying the bracha, right? I would be lenient by not saying the bracha.
That's his far in the first place. So that's the point I showed earlier. I mean, he starts out by this discussion of it must be d'oraisa because lo tisa.
Right. But he's coming back to that. How would I be strict? Was this play that? How would I be strict? Say the bracha. Is that being strict? Aren't I being very lenient in using the name of God loosely? If I say the bracha, and I'm not really sure if I have to. Meaning, there's a din in the Torah that you're not allowed to say God's name in vain. Issud Rabbanan maybe for bracha levatol, but there's a din in the Torah you're not allowed to say God's name in vain. Am I really being strict when I say the bracha? I'm really being lenient on that. I'm being strict in Hilchos brachas. I'm being lenient in Hilchos God's name in vain. So it's not really chumra kula in the classical sense. Bracha may be daraisa, but if I'm just trying to be extra careful about how I use God's name, that's not called that I'm being makil on the suffix. I'm being machmir to be extra cautious. Machmir means I'm being extra cautious. How am I being extra cautious? By not saying the bracha. I don't want to say God's name in vain by accident, so I'm being extra cautious. Just in the, being extra cautious means not saying the bracha. Or, says the Bnei Yeshua, you're not getting hana from Olam Hazeh without a bracha. I'm going to eat the apple, right? So I won't say Baruch Priyes. What am I going to do after I eat the apple? We ask the convert then. So let's see if you guys can pass the conversion test. I'm going to say Baruch Nefashos. I'm not getting hana without a bracha. Of course I'm saying a bracha. I'm just not going to say the Baruch Priyes. I'll say Baruch Nefashos. I'm still satisfying the Svara. That's a very big chiddush, right. Also. Why is that a big chiddush?
Especially if you view bracha as a matir.
Right. If you're viewing bracha as, I dare not start to get hana until I get God's permission. You can't ask permission after. Oh, by the way, I hope it's okay with you. I used your... Those conversations don't usually go well. Right? You're supposed to ask first. Right? So, but that's what Pnei Yeshua says. I'm going to say bracha. So that's the wild Pnei Yeshua. So if you know one Pnei Yeshua in all of Shas, it's going to be that Pnei Yeshua.
He
yells
that
brachos are d'oraisa.
Does he follow through in other places?
I'm not sure. I only know one. So, that brachos are d'oraisa. It should be noted that I've only really shown you half the picture. You know, I made such a nice case in showing you three Gemaras in Shas, that Svara creates Dinam Daraisa, so we're like all bothered, what's going on over here? Bar Priyates not supposed to be the Daraisa. The Gemara sometimes says something like this. The Gemara will sometimes say, Lamali Kras Svarahu, but sometimes the Gemara will say, E by Yesema Kra, E by Yesema Svara. I could show you a halacha, I could show it to you in two ways. I could show it to you from a pasuk, or I could show it to you from a svara. Which means that there are certain halachos that have both a pasuk and a svara. But yet, in these three places that I showed you, the Gemara, or two of those three, the Gemara says, no, don't give me a pasuk, we don't need that pasuk. Use the pasuk for something else. I already have a svara. You would never need both. A svara is as strong as a pasuk. You would never need both. But yet, the Gemara elsewhere says, Iba yisem akra, Iba yisem asvara. We need both. Which implies that a svara alone does not create a din daraisa. It's not sufficient. What? Okay, good. Maybe.
Then why would one not use the pasuk in the other two places? If it has it.
Right. Also, very good question. Right. Very good point. The Gemara also has an expression in a few places in Shas. Milsa da'asya b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav lakra. That which we could derive from a kal v'chomer, the pasuk will write anyway. Kal v'chomer is a very strong form of svara. Right? It is a specific type of svara, but it is extremely logical. And yet, we're told that even though I could learn something from a kal v'chomer, I'm still going to have a pasuk, probably for that reason. That having it in a pasuk will raise the level. But there is a Tosfos in Masechta Shavuos that's critical to this entire discussion. And it appears here in source number 5. Shavuos Chavez and Beis. Ibar Yisei Makra. So Perakama de Kiddushin, Gabi Kol Sheyeshna Ba'ashchasa Amar Hachi, V'chein Bekama Makamos. I mean, the Tosfos says, you know, it's all over Shas that we say, Ibar Yisei Makra, Ibar Yisei Masvara, V'teima. Kivan de'ika svara lamalikra. How could there be a svara and a pasuk? Tell me the same thing. If I have a svara, why do I need a pasuk? Dachi park berbeis the ksubis. Gabi hadam rafuna minayin la pesh asura pesh hitir. Lamalikra svarahu. So what does Tosa say? V'yesh lechalik. D'yesh dvarim she'ena svara pshuta kol kach. V'tzorach ha-pasuk lashmienim ha-svara. Ooh. Read that again. Read those last few words. V'yesh l'chalek. D'yesh dvarim she'ein ha-svara pshuta kol kach. What does that mean?
Intuitive.
There's some svaras that aren't so logical. Meaning not as obviously logical. V'tzorich ha-pasuk l'ashmi'enu ha-svara. And I need the pasuk to make me see the light of how good the svara is. Because I would have thought on my own that svara is not really so great. But then there are some svaras that are super compelling. So Tosfos says, yeah, you're going to find sometimes where the Gemara will say, I don't need a pasuk, I have a svara. That's if you got a super svara. But then you're going to find sometimes where the Gemara will say, I need a pasuk and a svara. Why? Because my svara is not that great. So I need a pasuk to reinforce the svara a little bit. That's what Tosfos says. So one possible difference between brachos, where everyone except the Pnei Yeshua thinks brachos are drabanan, and these other three sugyas, is that the other three sugyas had really good svaras. The svara of, you can't get enough from this world without a bracha, is not the most compelling svara. I would not have known that. I would not have formulated it. I would not have guessed it. I would not have guessed that you need different brachas and different things.
I mean, a svara by definition should be very logical, no? And like, that shouldn't need other...
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if you've ever had logical arguments with people, there's some very compelling logic, like where you know you just lost, and then there's where you know you still have some fight in you, you know, like they said something logical, but you know, there's a hole in it, it's not absolutely compelling.
Wouldn't that mean, at that point that we have to say the pasuk anyways, then shouldn't the question be, why are you bring up a svara, just use the pasuk?
So, good, so sometimes the svara will help to be magdir the din. That the din in the pasuk is X, but how do I know what the exceptions to that rule are? How do I know so the svara will help to, and sometimes it helps explain like time of the decree. It helps explain the logic for the din, which is also a good thing to do, to have reasons for a halacha. So okay, so one distinction that we have, let's review again. We started with three Gemaras that showed that Svara creates Dinim Daoraisa, right? Then we had our Gemara in Brachos, where Svara does not seem to create a Din Daoraisa because it only creates the Din of Bracha, and that's a Din Darabanan. How do I know it's Din Darabanan? Savik Brachos? La'akel. So far we've dealt with this in two ways. One way of dealing with this problem is Yeshua. Our Din's also Din Daoraisa. Don't worry about Savik Brachos. La'akel, I have answers for that, whatever his answers were. Second way of dealing with it is, there are svaros and there are svaros. Good svaros are daoraisa. Svaros are drabana. So the svaros in those three gemaras are daoraisa svaros. That's Tos and Shavuos. Our svara, that's a drabana kind of svara. You know, Ari was sort of alluding to before, where do you draw the line between a good svara and an svara? You know, like, these aren't the terms like I was brought up on, you know, from Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik. You know, they don't talk like that. It's not like, oh, it was just super good, kind of good, okay. Like, give me a din, give me something I can, you know, be magdir. What's the gether, what's the rule, what's the category? I need a category. Not like good and better. I need a category. So comes along Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher on Devarim. Rav Asher Weiss says, I'll give you a category. V'nir lechalik bin svara sichlit shel higayon. I think I typed this up and I think I typed it up wrong. Lebain, there's a typo over there. I messed up a little bit in the typing. Lebain, I'll read it to you the way it's... I'm sorry, no. Sheligayon saruf, digidre hadin amischayv mina higayon mina torahim. Versus, what does he say? Where's the other sign? Yeah, versus svaras at the end of the second line. Aval svaras halev hamusarit. What's he saying? There are logical svaras, and there are moral svaras. Hapesha asar hu hapesha hiti. It's very logical. You're the one that told me that there's a problem. I trust you to address that problem. It's a logical svar. It's not an issue of morality. It's not musr. It's not, you know, so that's what you have to do because it feels like the right thing. It's a very logical svar. Asul adam lehanos melam azeh b'lo bracha. Is that a logically compelling svar, or it's saying, that's a nice thing to do. That's the way you should behave. Person who has hakaras hatov should behave that way.
Isn't that the whole point of a matir though? Is that like, how can I take something that's not mine at all?
You're assuming that the bracha is a matir.
No, but even I'd say there's totally a reason to intuit it to be that way. There's totally a tzad to view it as, oh, how can I take something that's not
who
mine?
Who said it's not yours?
Because it's like one of Shalom.
Who said? So Lashem Haaretz Umloa, but you know Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Haaretz L'Salam Bnei Adam. Okay, so my answer is Kan Kodem Bracha Kan Niachah Bracha, but
it's such a hard distinction. Oh, there are some things which are moral, some things which are illogical. Again, that's very hard to like. Where do we? How can we? It's one person. It's
well, I mean, let's take it. Let's take the svaras that we have. Well, the truth is right. Meaning Hamotzi Mechavera Lavaraya Peshasa Peshehitir, right? Those are clearly logical svaras. Right? My chaz damit dach sumak tvei, damit damit du gavis sumak tvei? Not clearly as logical as far, right? Sounds a little more like a moral svar. But he says, asa adam anus min anus ablo bracha, that's a moral svar. And therefore, meaning, let's put it this way, he goes on to say this. A logical svara will automatically lead you to what the rules should be, to all the details. Meaning, if the svara, let's say, my chaz is dam midachsum tfei, who says my blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder, right? And who says his blood is redder, maybe my blood is redder. So what they're threatening is not that I should kill, but that I should just sit still and they'll throw me on the baby, right? So then all of a sudden, it changes. The svara is now that I'm allowed to get thrown on the baby, because who says his blood is redder than mine? Meaning, when you have a logical svara, all the rules become clear when you have a logical svara. When you have a moral svara, the rules aren't necessarily clear. Which foods get a bracha? Which foods get separate brachas? Which foods get only one bracha for a whole meal? Right? Why is it I say hamotzi, and that covers me for the whole meal, but if I'm eating a bunch of different things without hamotzi, I say separate brachas? The svara doesn't really address any of that. So I think that's what Rav Asher is trying to say, that when it comes to a logical svara, the logical svara will be thorough. It will give you the exact gedarim of when to apply that svara, when not to, and that's a din d'oraisa. But when you have a moral svara, it's not going to be so thorough. It's not going to give you all of the gedarim that you need in order to define when to apply that svara, when not to. You're still sort of feeling in the darkness a little bit to figure out, okay, so what gets a bracha? What doesn't get a bracha? When do I say the bracha? What sort of hana'a? What if I enjoy the smell of fresh air? Do I say bracha on that? None of that is covered by the svara. That would only be a din midrabanan. Furthermore, he suggests, and with this we'll close. Ooh, we're already closed. Okay, 9:30. All right, he says more. You can take a look in the Mar Makovas. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. And once again, welcome to Camp Kaylee. See you tomorrow. Marv.